This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Well, let's get a couple things squared away here. I'm not Dan Zangrilli. We're not at Dave and Buster's. But it is Quest for the Best, and we're excited. And it is Carlo and Mike, and we are ready to go.
You need and to you put are some, who?
I'm Paul Alexander.
Oh, okay.
Did I not? I forgot to introduce myself.
You did not.
You know what? You get goosebumps as big as golf balls when it's this close to high school football. I mean, how can I'm not even going to apologize for the excitement I'm feeling right now. It's our Christmas. This is literally our Christmas.
Or and, it's Christmas Eve.
Well, you know what it is? It is Christmas Eve because we have the KDK Kickoff Classic. We now have a second annual. You know, you can't have a first annual. That's one of my pet peeves. It's an inaugural. You can't have a first annual. It's inaugural. But we are having a second annual Kickoff Classic at one of the great spots to watch a football game in the entire world, the Wolverina, where I played midget football there as like an 8-year-old against Turtle Creek. And just to look up, imagine at 8 years old looking up to those far bleachers, you know, on the opposite side.
Yes.
And you'd hear that the high school kids would run those, you know, during camp. I'd be like, I'm not going to play in high school.
It sounded terrifying.
Like, what are we doing? We're not going to do that, are we? That's crazy. I mean, that's just insane. But
it is a storied place.
It really is. And Carlo and I were speaking last evening. He did, a monumental podcast of sorts. And every time I think of, and I'm sure you were there,
I think of
Stevie Breston and Central Catholic.
I mean, that was Bobby Tutti, and
that was the most legendary event.
Steve Bukas, yes.
I mean, is that when you think of the Wolverina, does that come to mind?
Yes.
And I immediately think of George Novak
and Steve Breston. That's what I think of.
He was always Stevie to me. Wasn't he? Stevie.
Yep. But you know what? I always think of this, Paul. If there's not that merger with Turtle Creek and Churchill and all those, that is not a storied place.
Not at all.
Because Turtle Creek would have played there. And
Turtle Creek would have
probably folded.
Shots at him, but,
seriously.
Yeah, I'm not taking shots at him, but they weren't. Hey, and if we would have stayed as Churchill, we weren't exactly storied on the gridiron.
Right.
We were not. Mm-hmm. You know, we were kind of run-of-the-mill. But we had good years now and again, good players now and again. But
where
not,
was Churchill's field?
Right behind. It's the soccer field down at Woodland Hills.
Oh, okay.
It's right behind. And we never had lights. We never experienced Friday night lights. Yeah, you were a Saturday afternoon. We were a Saturday afternoon team, and every other game we played was Friday night, and we loved it. And then Saturday's like, yeah, we play Saturday.
Not to reminisce too much, but sure. But you know, Carlo, you don't know this, but if you go back to the 70s, 80s, even in the 80s, I've done stories on this. There were probably still 25 teams in the WPIL that played on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We were not Friday night lights all the way around. Yeah. We were not. Now, thankfully, we are now.
I think Riverview might be the only one. Western Beaver has gone to lights this year.
They did get lights.
Yes. At Richdeed Baller Field in Industry, PA.
Industry, PA.
Well, here's a question for you gentlemen, talking about mergers.
Gentlemen, who walked in?
talking about mergers and Woody Hyde being that.
Colorado's doing the news. That's the only gentleman here.
What about Center Monaca merging for Central Valley? Like, would Center or Monaca have any Whipple championships if they never merged?
Monaca did.
Yes. No. I'm saying if they didn't merge, like would Jordan Whitehead or Robert Foster have won?
Probably
one
not.
For
would
one of them,
you are you asking if would Center have won one?
Yeah,
that's a tough
questionable.
Call,
right? They had some good teams.
They had some, talent.
But they were always in Aliquippa's conference and playing.
There was always a roadblock for them.
Yes, right.
They always ran into a buzzsaw that just ruined and eliminated that opportunity.
I don't mean to get sidetracked, but I've often thought of that. If that merger didn't occur, that stadium might have been knocked down.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Turtle Creek, because Turtle Creek probably would have closed eventually because it was so small.
Yeah, and it was dwindling. All the enrollments, even, back when I was in high school at Churchill, I mean, Gateway and Penn Hills were monstrosities.
Oh, yes.
They graduated over 1,000 people every year. We graduated around 400.
Oh, wow.
We got our butts kicked. We got Bill Frelick pancaking us and Tommy Flynn running all over us and Dan Marino throwing it by us. I mean, and then when I was doing high school football, big deal in Altoona when I was there for many years. And they're like, you don't understand how good this kid is. I'm like, really?
Which kid?
No, they would tell me about their kid.
Oh, okay.
You just don't understand.
And
well, let's see. I played against Dan Marino, Bill Frelick.
I've seen some dudes.
I've seen players. I think I understand what a player is. I wasn't one of them, don't get me wrong, but I know what one is.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When parents say that to me a lot,
they do.
Like this kid, you should see this kid. Is he? You know, my reply is, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yes.
100%. Why don't we get right into making picks?
I should start using that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Especially you.
Yeah, I'll be the judge.
Especially you, Carlo.
He's got the whippiel inside.
He's got a new hairdo this year, doesn't he?
It's nice. It's sharp. That's fresh.
Yeah, I need it.
For the man that hasn't slept.
Needs a little bit more product.
Need some more product in there.
But you got the part on the side now?
Yeah,
like me? I went to the part on the side.
It's a look, guys.
I have a little less hair than you, and mine's a different color than yours.
I was going to say, it's not a color. It's an absence of color, because I have the same. White is actually an absence of pigmentation. We don't have color.
Is it white or is it gray?
Well, my kids go, you're so old, Dad. Your hair's white. So it's not even gray anymore.
You're older than dirt.
All right. Here on the quest for the best, we make picks, and we have our first opportunity. So these are the list of games that you sent over. So why don't we go ahead and go through them, and we'll start with game one.
We got all the games in the KDK Classic.
One, yes, the game one, North Allegheny. And Woodland Hills. Mike, your call.
Hey, I'm excited to see Scoop Smith. North Allegheny, I think people are overlooking them a little bit this year. They're probably not as good as they were 2 years ago.
I would be one of those people.
But I still think they're good. I'm going North Allegheny.
Yeah. This is not easy. I mean, you never want to go against North Allegheny. I'm actually going Woodland Hills. I just love the senior leadership this Woody High team has. And it goes back, you know, Cam Walter.
He's the biggest question mark.
He is.
And what is this? Who knows?
Because of the ACL.
He's coming back from an ACL, and it was injured late in the year.
Right.
So, you know, it's nowhere close to being that full year to get his strength back. But I'm going to roll the dice with him. I'm going to say Cam Walter and Scoop Smith get it done for Woody High. And you know, they got Ziggy Moore in the backfield running
it. Yes, they do.
Running it.
Any credence to a freshman phenom quarterback that's knocking at the door to start at Woody? Have you guys heard that?
I have not heard that.
No, I have not.
Some guy, and this is just a some guy thing, hit me with that, and I go, I haven't heard it. The people that I really respect that really are close to it haven't heard it, but...
Could be true. If Cam Walter's not fully ready,
well, they didn't have a backup.
They didn't.
Really last
That's
year.
That's what I mean. There was not a guy behind him really.
Yeah.
So they may have a guy. I'm just saying, throwing that out there.
There could be something to that.
I'm going to have to stick with the Fighting Art Walkers. I'm sorry.
It's tough to go against NA.
Even though the home field, I hope the home field is rocking, and I hope it's a difference maker. But I think NA is just a little too much.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, next.
All right, game number two. We got to pick this up a little bit. Central and LaSalle, and that is LaSalle College High School, which is confusing as hell, by the way.
It is. And people, they're not a college or a high school. Now, that's their name.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, who's going first?
Carlo.
I'll go first. I'm taking LaSalle. I'm going against my boys in blue. The Explorers just got too much right now. I do think that they're the state favorite. I know St. Joe's Prep doesn't like to hear that, but I'm taking LaSalle all the way this year.
Yeah. Well, they've got the number one player in state, Joey O'Brien, the receiver, defensive back, going to Notre Dame. They've got an offensive lineman going to Notre Dame. I think the key is their quarterback is seasoned. He's going to Missouri.
Yeah.
Mm. Central has all that talent, all that size, but their quarterback, although I like this kid,
untested.
Owen Herrick.
Untested.
Yes. I think he's going to be the key to the game.
Baptism but
I
by
think,
fire.
I think Central playing at the Wolverine. Might matter. I'm going to go with Central.
All right. I have to go with LaSalle, even though the college high school, which is confusing. We got to speed this up a little bit. We get a little too wordy, and that's who we all are. We're all real talky. Amani Christian and Clareton. This is a hell of a game.
Woo! Give me the Bears. They're not losing on Tyler
Boyd's
opening stadium.
That defense is really good again, but I'm going to take Amani.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You're taking Amani, Mike?
I am.
Yeah.
The talent. I just think there's a talent discrepancy.
I may not have said that earlier in the day. I don't remember what I said earlier in the day, but I'm going to take Amani now.
It doesn't matter. It's what you do now. Okay, Mars and Beaver.
Beaver lost a lot from last year. They still have their quarterback back, 3-year starter. But I think Mars, as a new quarterback, I think they'll go down there and beat Beaver.
I agree. Mars has a lot of pieces, but they are breaking in a new quarterback. Travis Clear, 3-year starter for Beaver. But I'm going with the Planets.
Even though I'm a little upset with Eric, the outstanding coach at Mars, I used to get a dozen Pro V1s every year with the Fighting Planet logo.
Really?
From the old coach.
You know, I golf with him, and he never has given me any balls.
Eric hasn't. Eric's discontinued the whole tradition. So that almost tempts me to go against the Fighting Planets, but I cannot because I still have a couple in my bag rolling
all
around.
Right, I'm glad to hear that.
Planets. I'm not Fighting Planets.
I'm a little ticked off at that because I golf with him and he's never given me anything.
Well,
not even strokes.
Not even. Yeah, I'll tell you what. He's given you probably a butt licking a couple of times there. He's probably beat your butt a couple of times.
All right, let's go ahead.
Seneca Valley and Bethel.
Donnie Barclay, first game as a new coach, former Green Bay Packer, used to protect Aaron Rodgers. I think they go on the road and win.
I like the hire there. I think it's just going to take them a year. I'm taking the Blackhawks here, Bethel Park.
Yeah, I got to go with Bethel, especially at home. But
they did lose a
Don,
lot.
Don,
no, a lot.
Don Hall Jr. is now helping out.
I know.
Is that Seneca? Yeah. That's a big
pickup. He's a great offensive mind. I'm giving a little shout out right now.
And Don's dad is a coach who's never coached before.
Yeah.
I think it's a great story. I love that story.
It's the best. Yeah. It is. I love it. And here's just a traditional, you know, I don't think there's a lot of hate. Is there hate between Upper St. Clair and Mount Lebanon? Is there hate?
Some people.
A little bit.
Some people, yeah.
Those catty wives, at least, for sure.
I live in Lebo, so I've kind of adopted Lebo. And when
Carlos said that called them catty wives.
And when Pauks came over, I jumped on. And it was a great time to jump on, by the way.
Well,
that bandwagon was good. Yeah.
I saw Upper St. Clair scrimmage last week. They got a 4-year starter quarterback in Ethan Hellman, but mm-hmm. I think the difference is going to be Patrick Smith, the quarterback at Mount Lebanon. I really like him.
Love
big
Patrick
6'3",
yeah,
220.
Yeah, he's a big kid and a big arm. Yeah, I like him, but I have to go with Upper St. Clair. I'm going St. Clair.
I'm going on Lebanon.
I'm going St. Clair, but this will tell us a lot about 5A and 6A.
Exactly. These are really telling games.
Yeah.
What great games we have out of the chute. And finally, our last pick of the night, the house in Steel Valley.
There's a house on the hill. Let's go. I'm going Westinghouse. And we're going to have Dante Green on the show later.
Dante's coming up, yes.
I'm going with Westinghouse as well.
Well, you know where I'm going.
I'm
going Team Barksdale.
There's one Barksdale
left. So I'm going.
The last of the Barksdales. Make it count.
They're gonna make a difference. It's going to happen. Barksdale.
I think Westinghouse still.
The Fighting George Novaks.
Yep.
Come on.
People have forgotten about them just because they got trounced by Bishop Guilfoyle in the state playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. They're still really good.
They're really good. Really good. Okay, we have to take our first time out. We're running a little bit late. We're going to do that. When we come back, we're going to speak with Frank Velasquez. He's with AHN Sports Medicine. We're going to give everybody a little bit of a hint on how not to get beat up too badly in week one, because a lot of people do. We'll be back. Quest for the best right here on the Voice of Welcome back. It is Quest for the Best, and we're already running a little late. You got three big mouths like we have right here. We're going to run a little bit late. So, Frank Velasquez, you have our apologies. We're only 3 minutes late. Frank, how are you? And ironically, you're at a great place that we love, but we're not there tonight, crazily. It's just crazy the way that worked out.
Paul, good to hear from you, and you guys are you're not late at all. You're right on my time, so we're good.
We're good. Well, I want you to tell all the coaches and young players out there, how do you make sure when you're playing in this kind of heat this early in the year, I would imagine dehydration and cramping has to be a huge issue, and how can you prevent that?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, my son graduated from North Allegheny in, 2023, and he was on the football team. And we would always go to games in the fall once I got out of pro baseball, and we would always see these kids dropping like flies and late August and September because it's still hot and it's the start of the season, and they just don't pay enough attention, Paul, to their what we call their best wellness habits, you know, how much sleep they're getting, how they're eating, and their hydration. So to answer your question, you know, it's not a night before thing. It's an all the time thing. And that's, as a coach, that's what we preach. It's not a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing. So making sure they're getting their fluids in. And fluids comes in many ways, whether it's a fruit juice or a caffeinated beverages, of course, your water and your sports drinks. You want your urine, your pee, to be clear, light yellow. That's just a self-regulating way to tell your body's telling you how hydrated it is. And you want to make sure you're getting your electrolytes. These are minerals in our body, Paul, that we lose when we sweat. And if we just drank water, we're not replacing them. And electrolytes are integral in a muscle and neuromuscular synapses. So when the nerve sends the signal to the muscle, the electrolytes sit there and help that communication happen. So when we sweat, and I don't replace those electrolytes, there's no electrolytes there, and that's when we get our cramps. So keep up on your electrolytes, hydration, eat your bananas, salt your food, drink your electrolyte drinks, and it's 7 days a week. So that's how you can reduce the risk of those cramps on Friday nights, Paul.
And there's going to be added intensity. They have scrimmages to get ready for game one. They hit each other in practice a good bit. But what happens when all of a sudden you're going at a speed that you didn't even know you had because of all the adrenaline that you... That first game, I can't even imagine what the adrenaline rush is like. That's too many years ago for me.
me too. But yeah, I mean, it's like you sit at 80% and then you go get it, you'll get that last 20 when you need to. And Friday nights, that 20%. You know, you just can't simulate game situations when you're under the lights and someone's in a different uniform across from you. So you're going to take it to that next level and you're going to be sore. So, you know, I think all the coaches in Western Pennsylvania and the Whipple, they're awesome. They're well tested. They're well educated and they know how to get their teams ready. So I think they're expected to play at that next level, that fifth gear. And they just need to, the coaches need to know that they're going to be sore and how to get them back in a timely fashion because they got to do it again, you know, 7 days later. So it's paying attention to all the little things. I'm sure they're strength training. They're going to strength train during the season. They're all prepped for tomorrow night for week zero. And it's just paying attention to your body. Make sure they're recovering, doing something. There's all kinds of modalities out there. Cold tubs, massages, cryo tanks, leg pumps, nutritional supplements, all these ways now that we can bounce back faster so they can have quality practices and be able to do it again for the next, you know, 10, 12, 13 weeks.
And Frank, you're such a pro. My next question was, all right, we know they're going to be sore on Saturday. How do they recover? What are some of the best? What do you recommend if you just wake up and you can't even move?
Well, you got to get up and move because the worst thing you can do is lay there and just, it's almost like rigor mortis, Paul. So I'm an old school guy like you. Cold is very good. Cold tanks, getting up and getting moving. Like we used to get up on Saturday mornings and do, you know, shakeout runs, just low intensity jogs, just to get the blood flow. We call it changing the oil. So that still holds true. There's more modalities out there, the ones that I listed. But the cold tubs, getting up and moving, a little shakeout, change the oil, that usually helps to get you back quicker. And then, again, just good old sleep. Make sure after Friday nights, you know, the kids want to go out and be with their friends and party a little bit. Well, you got to get your sleep because that's when your body recovers is when you're sleeping. So super simple but very effective.
Frank, you're the best. God bless you. Thanks so much for hopping on with us. And just such a pleasure to be with you each and every week. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, Frank Velasquez, AHN Sports Medicine. He's one of the best. Got to know him real well when he was with the Pirates, and he's just one of the absolute best. David Balorado has news, bottom of the hour. Then it is Mike White, Carlos Ofko, and myself on the quest for the best, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union, right here on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. Well, we are live. But we're not at Dave and Buster's, although
we will be next week.
I wish we were. Those
and
wings.
Carla, we'll be there Friday night.
Yes, we will.
We'll be there Friday night after the KDK Kickoff Classic. Welcome back into the quest for the best. Paul Alexander sitting in for Dan, wishing his daughter a very happy birthday. He's taking care of some family obligations. We're with Mike White from the Post-Gazette, the legendary high school beat writer. No, come on. It's true. And then Carlos Ofko, who, as the WPIO insider, decided that, you know what, people are going to love me on Instagram too, and all of a sudden, like, you woke up and went, oh, there's another medium out there that I'm missing.
Did
you wake up one day and go, oh, what's this?
Well, everybody's been telling me, you have to get on Instagram. I'm like, I just don't want to do another thing. I was like, yeah, all right, let me go the extra mile this year, see what it does, and it just explodes. I'm like, man, I should have been on Instagram for years, but, you know, you live
better
and you
late
learn.
Than never. But, better yeah, late than right. never. Well, the one thing that I think has been, even back to the day, there was a place called Penhall Academy when I was growing up, which was way ahead of its time. Do you remember that, Mike? Mm-hmm. Way back in the day out in the eastern suburbs. And some guys I grew up playing with went there instead. And we would have had a hell of a hoop team. And, you know, a couple 6'4 kids went there because the grass was greener. And it's always happened. It's always been happening, and it's always going to continue to happening. But now I'd ask the two experts that I have with me tonight, what are the ramifications? And all right, the WPIL says no, and then you take it to the PIAA, and they say okay, but then they go, but no postseason. Is that the kind of the way it's working now? Or is that a no?
Carlos, go ahead, because I have some opinions here, but go ahead.
Here's the problem with these transfers. Just because you have a belief, hey, that's not right, we should all be able to play, it doesn't mean that's not the role. I don't care if 100 out of 100 people believe that. You have to follow the rules. And from what I'm hearing from some of the high school coaches that their kids were maybe denied or were in the hearing, so like these parents and the people representing them, they're putting out the worst case of all time. They're like, oh, well, I want to go to this school because it helps my son's recruitment in football better. Okay, well, that's athletic intent, or at least partial athletic
intent. Definition.
That's by you can complain about the rules all you want. They're the rules. You have to you
adhere
can't,
to the rules.
You can't play a 20-year-old just because he got held back a couple years. Like, I mean, there's rules here.
Well, I'll try to make this quick on a few points. First off, fallacy number one. So many kids are ruled ineligible. They are not.
Okay.
Want an example? 55 kids were on the WPIL Board of Directors eligibility list to rule on at their meeting this week.
55.
55, wow. Okay, the transferred. And all of them were made eligible. So some of them were made ineligible for the postseason because they transferred after their sophomore year. So I would say probably 95% of kids who transfer are eligible.
It's not even a big deal.
And, yeah. Most of them, a lot of them are transferring for athletic reasons. But you know what? A lot of schools really don't care if some of them leave.
Right.
Okay?
Off, yeah.
That's number one. Number two, can we please stop everybody at me, Twitter, everywhere? They should be able to go to whatever school they want to. They can.
Right.
They can. If you move into that district, you can go to that school.
Right.
If you want to go to a parochial school academy, you can go to that school. You might have to pay money, but at some schools you may not. But yeah, there are rules. So guess what? There are rules. And do I think that there is inconsistencies on these rulings? By all means, yes. Do I agree with the sitting out if you transfer after your sophomore year?
No.
I don't know. If you're eligible, you're eligible. But you have to understand the genesis of that, the PIAA put that in to maybe stop some of these kids from transferring so much. I don't think it's worked.
No.
It's happening a lot.
It's not people going to work.
Color, you just said it's easier to transfer from public to public than it is nowadays to a Catholic. I don't know. I see the eligibility list every month that the WPIAA rules on. There's a ton of kids transferring to Catholic private
and getting
charter
eligible.
Schools and becoming eligible.
Yeah.
We have the Anthony Smith thing. And here's the other thing. People don't know what is said and what goes on at the hearings for eligibility, and that are the kids that are called in for hearings. Anthony Smith situation, it does seem. But you know what? You don't know what's said. What do they have to rule on? And because here's what happens, Paul. You've never probably been there.
I have not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, there's a hearing. Carlo has a hearing. They're bringing him in. They want to decide if he transferred for athletic intent. WPIL brings in both schools' representatives, bring in Carlo, and they say, I'm sitting there as a media person, and they say it is up to the parties involved if you want this hearing closed or not, because there is information that might be personal.
Yeah.
And majority of the time, I'd say 90% of the time, parents will go like, oh, no, I don't want
this.
So we got to leave. And then they can't reveal what is said at that hearing. They can't reveal maybe what Southmoreland had on Anthony Smith. So you don't know. And the other thing is,
that's what causes the majority of the problems.
Exactly.
And lastly,
people don't know the rules.
Correct.
I know people, coaches, and parents who transfer. They've never read the transfer rules. They're a little bit long. They've never read them.
Yeah.
So you know what? Know the rules. And you know what? If you want to transfer, you got to know you're taking a chance. Mm-hmm. So now there's a lot of people that think there's 10 states that are either have or are considering you get one free transfer, like West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But their schools are different. It's by county.
Yeah.
And you can't in this area live in North Allegheny and say, I want to go to school at Mount Lebanon without moving.
Correct.
Whereas in some states, you can do that because you pay tax dollars in that district. So there's a lot of tentacles to this thing. And guess what? West Virginia put in that rule just this past year. Athletic Directors Association and coaches went to the state legislature and said, can you please, because it's open, you can transfer. Can you please look at this and maybe take this back?
They hate it already.
It's bedlam.
Yeah, I mean,
it's bedlam down Florida. Florida is open.
But the
transcripts go crazy, and all these kids, a lot of them will be ineligible for the next level. If they're so good, they're ineligible at the next level because they're not taking the right classes because they're transferring four or five times, legitimately four or five
times. And I think
some of the transcripts are comical.
I've been around it enough to know that the public schools feel that sometimes they need to, quote unquote, recruit just to keep up with the private schools. Because they can take kids from anywhere, as long as they pony up the money, or if they offer them a scholarship, which happens, they just feel they're at a real distinct disadvantage, which I agree with.
I personally think if you physically move,
yeah, it should be.
You probably should be eligible. But the problem is you got people like, okay, my guardian is Joe Schmo now over in this district. So what do you do with that? And then
there's some apartments in places that are being used.
That aren't even being used. And what do you address? And this doesn't really address the big thing, which you just said, is the advantage of a Catholic and private. I mean, what's going on? What's going on with Swickley Academy basketball is just
insane.
It is.
And certain schools have recruiting coordinators.
I've been
introduced to recruiting coordinators. They're in high school. I didn't know they had them there.
Well, Catholic schools are allowed to recruit some schools that are their feeders. Sure. They're allowed to.
Yes, and they do. But then to compete against them, when someone in your district kicks your butt because they're the best quarterback and should be playing for you, that's hard to deal with sometimes. But you know what? The beauty of sports is, like, it's when you lose due to a bad call. You know what it should teach you? Life ain't fair, and sometimes it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, lastly, Paul, I'd say a big problem is also the PIAA has these rules, and they don't always enforce them.
Right.
WPIL tries to at times, and they are inconsistent with rulings. But when they try to enforce them, then they get criticized like crazy.
Right. Yeah,
and other parts of the state, just like Philadelphia, they don't have it.
They don't whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even have kids from Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
St. Joe's.
St. Joe's has all kind of kids from New Jersey.
St. Joe's doesn't have any kids.
The BA State Player of the Year resides in New Jersey.
Yet they win Pennsylvania State Championships. Yeah, that's the world we live in. All right, we're going to take another quick timeout. When we come back, he may not be the biggest guy, but man, does he make an impact on games. We're going to tell you who that is when we come back on the quest for the best on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. Well, we will be. We'll be there Friday night. Carlo and I. So what an honor it is to bring in a guy from Woodland Hills who's electric. And Scoop, I hope you don't mind me calling you electric. That shouldn't be offensive at all. There was a guy that preceded you there, and we were talking about Stevie Breston. And every time the ball was in the air and headed in his direction, it's like same thing. When you're under a kick, the fans are just, it was like a Barry Bonds at bat. You had to watch, and I just love what you bring to the game. Thanks so much for joining us. Are you excited for this week?
Yes, sir. I'm extremely excited. It's my last game, so, you know, I get a little emotional thinking about it, but I'm extremely excited.
Scoop, Mike White here. How you doing, Scoop-de-doo?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, buddy. Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you, well, first off, Paul, you said about it. I contend he is one of the most exciting players in the history of the WPIL. Yeah. And I really believe that. And here's a stat that shows you this. He had 16 touchdowns last year. The average length of those touchdowns was 48.6 yards.
What the?
Nobody does that.
That's pretty good.
I actually remember writing about Steve Breston and Tyler Pelko as our co-players of the year.
Yeah.
And Stevie had similar stats, like with his touchdowns, but around 40, not 48.
48 like is this the guy. Average.
Yes. So, big play. But, Scoop, I wanted to ask you. You're so well-known people know about you. Teams know about you. What are you going, without giving anything away, will we see anything new offensively this year to get you the ball as many times as you can? Will there be, without giving anything away, anything new in Woodland Hills' offenses? And is that a worry at all? That, I mean, you're going to be doubled probably. Yeah, they're going to have a spy on you wherever you go. Is that a worry at all?
I mean, I wouldn't say new. Obviously, each year you see different things from the previous year that you want to fix, that you want to add, or things like that. So, well, we didn't really add anything new, but obviously you want to find different ways to get your playmakers the ball, and that goes for any team in any league. They want to get their playmakers the ball. So, of course, we're going to try to get me the ball. But I'm confident in being double-teamed and being – triple team or whatever wants to happen, because I trust the other four guys that are playing with me around me to go make a play. So if you double team me, you still got to deal with three other receivers that are able to make a play beside me. So if they double me, I'm kind of happy. That takes, you know, one less person out the way for my teammate. And
good answer, Scoop.
They keep doubling me. We keep scoring, because at the end of the day, I really can care less about self accolades at this point. I just want to win. So whatever it takes, if it takes to being doubled and letting somebody else score, letting somebody else shine, then I'm all for it.
Very cool. Scoop, Carlos Ofko here. Hey, when you're
laying in bed at night watching highlights and trying to model your game. Who is the go-to guy you model your game after? And I have an idea of who you're going to say. I want to see if you say who I think.
Of course, everybody expects me to say Tavon Austin.
Yeah. See, that's what I was going to go with. That's what I was going to go with.
I've never really been a player to, like, model my game after anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, as I was a kid, I would watch highlights, obviously, but, like, I honestly just try to be different. You know, I don't really try to look at anybody else and try to steal anything from them. I just go out there and play and just, you know, I read and react. I don't really think about what I'm doing. I just go out there and do things. And obviously, God blesses me in ways to make it look good and make it work. But, you know, I don't really model my game after anybody. I just go out there and play and just pray that God, you know, will do the job for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, Scoop, I read that even though you're one of the fastest 100-meter guys that this area has ever seen, running's not really that fun for you, is it?
Nah, I kind of don't like being tired, but, you know, I like winning. And, you know, with running track, out of all the sports I've played so far in high school, I definitely could say that's the sport I won the most in. So, you know, I love winning at the end of the day. So as much as I don't like running, I think the win outweighs the running and being tired.
Hey, Scoop, you're committed to Miami of Ohio with Washington High wide receiver Tristan Reed. You guys are kind of yin and yang. You know, I think he's 6'6". What, you're 5'7", 5'8". Is it going to be fun teaming up with him next year and seeing what you guys can do?
Of course. You know, going to college, you meet guys around the world. You meet guys all different heights, weights, and things like that. But just, you know, going to a college with somebody that plays in the same league as me, you know, and knowing him, being good friends with him, going to the same college and knowing what he brings to the table, and, you know, combining that with what I bring to the table, I think it will be fun, and I'm extremely excited for it.
Agreed.
Scoop, got any good jokes before you leave? You're always a guy for some funny line. Any good jokes?
Got something?
No, I don't got no good jokes. Oh.
You disappoint me. You usually have one.
If you would
I don't got one today. I got a out there.
What's that?
We lost him.
I said, I don't got one today. I got a big game tomorrow. I'm locked in right now.
He's locked in.
He's focused. Scoop, thanks so much for the time. We will be out there tomorrow. Can't wait to see you. And best of luck tomorrow night, my friend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Oh, it was a blast.
Take care, Scoop.
And Mikey,
yes, God bless.
God bless you, Scoop, and thank you so much. And Mike, in less than a minute, he's up there with the best you've seen in terms of just
the excitement. Most exciting.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting, without a doubt. I mean, he's probably the fastest basketball player I've ever seen at WPIL. I mean, and he's just got a great attitude. You know, I help coach in North Hills. I'll say this real fast. His attitude. And the students behind, we played them last year, and the students behind me were getting on him, and they yelled out at him, "Hey, Scoop, really, how big are you?" And he turned around with his big smile and said to the students while the ball was going up the court, only about 5'5". on the court.
Yay.
Yeah, he's great. He's great.
And I'm telling you, it was just by chance that I was standing right next to his dad last year at the game when he ran 80 yards for a touchdown on a kickoff return. His dad goes, "Nice job."
Yeah.
Like, he's seen so much of it.
Part for the course.
I mean, I would have been going crazy. And he just went, "Nice job." All right, hour number two, we're going to talk to a Gatton and a Dante. Those are coming up. We have another hour of Quest for the Best right here on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.